Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the broadcast of Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's season 6, episode 45, number 270. It's our 6th birthday party!
Happy birthday to us!
And we are joined over Zoom in order of appearance on my screen by Ro, Eric, Judy, Matt, Greg, Elena, Brian, the non-DP specialist, and Drake. Hello, everyone! Thank you for joining us!
Yay. Hey, hey, we're also joined by Frank and Gabby just behind my screen.
Hello!
Hello! Hello we're all out there!
We're all in one room. But they're doing other things.
They're doing other things. She's deep in a book right now.
Yeah. She's grooming herself and Frank's watching a movie. Or something.
Well, fun. What's he watching?
I don't know. Maybe that could be our July episode.
Oh, boy.
He does have to watch movies for work, so.
Tough job.
Yeah, I know. I know, dude.
Not a bad job description.
No. Yeah.
It's been a while since we've recorded. I'm finally COVID-free. It took like a good 2 weeks plus. It was really weird. It was just really weird. And then like as soon as I tested negative, my symptoms were like basically gone. And yeah, it was kind of crazy. Both of the kids ended up getting it. Jay never tested positive, which is probably because he's had it twice and is vaccine boosted. So, yay, antibodies. We'll see what happens when we go to Comic-Con. That'll be a surprise. And, yeah, that's about it. Shandy, how was your move? Welcome to North Carolina. Welcome to we're all recording in the same time zone.
Yay.
And your first day of work was today.
It was good. Yes, it was. Sure was. It was good. It was pretty epic. It was a long drive. Gabby was awesome. She was a trooper. And here we are. It's like, it's one of those things where it feels like we left both a million years ago and yesterday.
Yeah.
So we're getting settled in and we're like, you know, half settled because we're staying in a hotel right now while we find something more permanent. So, you know, that's, but it's fine. Like the hotel's fine. It has almost everything we need. And, yeah, it's good. We've been driving around a lot, like exploring the different neighborhoods. And it's been really good. The weather also, I will say, so the first day that we got here, I was fully expecting, like I've been to the East Coast in the summer before and not even this far south. I was expecting basically every day to be super hot as balls and really, really humid. And the day that we got here, that's what it was like. And I was like, I mean, I was, you know, I had braced for that. And I was like, okay, this is what it's going to be until fall. And then like 2 days later, it was like really nice and not even very humid. I was like confused. And
then you got here and then we immediately had like several days worth of crazy rainstorms.
Yeah.
Wind on Friday was insane. Like, we came downstairs because we were a little nervous because we lost some branches, like, in the driveway. And we were like, perhaps we should just wait it out downstairs. So I think you caught it at a week that, like, the weather kind of broke. But don't worry, it's going to be 90 again on Saturday.
Yeah. But, I mean, just the fact that that could even exist, that I wasn't expecting that.
That's true.
So I was like, have your expectations down here. And then you can't be, you know.
Yeah.
Everything has just been peachy.
Yeah.
I had a day. I think the second full day that we were here, I did have kind of a freak out of like, what have I done? Maybe this was a huge mistake. But I think I was just tired that day. And then we like explored a lot more. And then I was like, okay, I was tired and I was hungry. And actually, this is great. And I'm fully on board. And so, yeah, it's good.
Yay! I can't wait until you're settled so we can visit with each other.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm very excited for that. That will be that's like the next thing now is to get that taken care of, and then I'll really feel like I live here. But
don't listen to today's episode of The Daily. It will depress you.
I saw that. Super depressing.
I listened to it and I thought of you the whole time and was like, I kind of want to cry right now.
I saw the title and I was like, no. Gabby, stop. Gabby is over grooming.
Oh.
It's just a thing. I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast, but for like a year, she's been over grooming. She's doing it right now and I can see her. Stop.
Gabby. Didn't she have a cone or on medicine or something for it?
She never had a cone. We did a food trial.
Oh, okay.
It was unsuccessful. Yeah. I don't fucking know.
She's had a very stressful year. She's had a lot of change.
Oh my God.
You know, this might be so an unhealthy coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. For sure. No, it's been a year for her. Yeah. And like this whole like moving, changing places every day, being in a car, like she did so well, but at the end she was like done with it. And now that we're here, I think she's like trying to get her bearings, but I feel bad. 'Cause like we took away all her, you know, all of her fun, like outdoor stuff. And that's what we need to find a place. And then she can acclimate to like a new place that's bigger than one room.
Yeah. Too bad they don't have like cat runs, you know, like a dog park, but for cats, where you could just seriously, like a safe place. You could like take her and let her be outside and kind of scratch that itch.
Yeah. We did let her into the hallway today and like a supervised like.
Oh, gee. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. We tried to like yesterday or the day before, we were going to put the leash on her and see if she would go in the hall. But I think now the leash is solidly associated with like driving for 8 hours a day. And so she was not having that. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't want to traumatize you even any further. So we nixed that and we let her go out a little bit without the leash. But then it's like you have to be really careful because if somebody were to come down the hall, she would get freaked out and bolt. But it'll be better soon. Poor Gabby.
Feel free to unmute, please. Hello. How are you feeling? Elena had COVID go through her house too.
Oh, no. We did. I escaped. We're all doing great. But I just wanted to tell Shandy, I loved Gabby's cross-country adventure. I thought it was awesome. She was adorable. And I was telling everyone about this super cat who was just sitting in the center console, like enjoying every minute of that trip. It was fantastic. So I hate it was on Instagram stories because I went back to show people and those stories were gone. But but I was definitely talking about her because it was just fantastic. And our cat did not make it out of the driveway when we moved two blocks away. So it was definitely, I could not relate, but I was super jealous and glad for you because it is stressful. And especially with cat. So good job, Gabby.
Good
You're my hero.
Oh, she was great. I should have maybe saved those stories. That was fun. But I did just post something on Facebook of a video compilation of, and most of those pictures are, I think, like the same ones that I posted on Instagram. So you can always show people that if you want. But the first day she was actually like really kind of freaked out. Like she was very stressed. She was very anxious. And I could feel that like her heart was beating faster. And she didn't really know where she wanted to be. And it was super awkward. She was like kind of on the gear changer. Like it was kind of like, oh, is this going to even work? And then we're like, oh, should we give her drugs? Like we got some, you know, something from the vet. And we're like, oh, should we not? I don't want to like just dope her, you know, if she doesn't need it, but I also don't want her to be, you know, unnecessarily stressed. And the second day though, we like talked about it. And then she was like, okay. She was fine the second day in the car. So we did the whole thing without drugs, actually. The first day she was kind of anxious. But after that, I think towards the end, she was just kind of a little stir crazy of like being cooped up in a car for that long. But it was like, once we were on the highway, she would just like sit in the center console and like between us, you know, as long as she's with her people, she's good.
Her ride or die.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, can't wait to hear more of your North Carolina stories and adventures.
Yeah.
Yay. Amanda, what have you been up to?
Oh, gosh. What have I been up to? I'm just, like, really tired. Like, baby girl is, like, really starting to, like, find her voice, and it's very opinionated.
Mm.
So I just, yeah. I just feel a lot of just drain. We took her to Connecticut this weekend for Father's Day, and that was really fun.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and fathers adjacent.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, everybody. So yeah, Daniel is working late this week, so I've been doing solo bedtime.
Yours went way better than mine did tonight.
Oh, it didn't though.
Oh,
we
it just ended earlier. Mine's still ongoing. Alex is still up there yelling.
We peed on the floor.
Oh no.
Should go to bed better tonight, but I have been having a similar just screaming for, you know.
No reason?
No, well, for a reason. She's slow to let go of the boob. She really, is not ready to let go.
Mm, aren't we all?
And, still wants to, you know, she's just, a little too big for it. So she kind of, it's like the want and be able to are just two different things for her. And she just it just makes her really mad.
Yeah.
It's like she's learning that life is kind of disappointing in certain ways.
One of the, when I realized it was time with Zach, cause he was also very much a comfort nurser.
Yeah.
Was I took that picture in comparison of him nursing, right before we gave it up. And then, when I first started, and I was like, oh, these are not even full anymore. It's literally just a comfort thing. There is no nutritional value here, and we're going to find other reasons for comfort. So that was when we cut him up.
Yeah.
And he was fine-ish.
Yeah, I think we will be. She's also cut 8 teeth in the past 2 weeks. So she's just miserable. Mm. So yeah, so baby teeth count. She had 8, which is already 2 more teeth than a baby her age should have. Mm-hmm. And she now added 2 more on the bottom. And surprise, surprise, 2 more on the top when we weren't looking.
Cool.
So yeah, she just
love those surprise teeth.
Yeah, she's just been kind of a bee the past 2 weeks. But for good reason.
Yeah.
Can't fault her. Can't fault her. Her life's been very hard. Her life has been very hard. And by extension, so has mine.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's all good stuff because when she's not uncomfortable and sad, she's very happy and very funny and very smart. She's trying to figure out how to put on her shoes by herself.
Nice.
So, wow.
For every rainstorm, there is a rainbow. And
that's awesome. Yeah. That's really awesome. This weekend, it was just Jay had his toy show. It was just me and Alex. And on Saturday morning, he was like, can you help me get clothes? Because he's still a little too short to reach the top of his dresser. So I helped him get clothes. And he goes, now, mommy, watch how your big boy puts on clothes by himself.
God, stop it.
And I was just like, okay. And he got himself dressed. He was like, see what your big boy can do?
Oh my gosh. I tell the story of don't touch me, you nerd. I feel like I said that to Daniel once this week and he didn't get the joke.
And you were like, don't worry about it. It's 4-year-old humor. The other really exciting thing I did was overcome COVID and I watched Stranger Things, Flight Attendant, rewatched the first season and watched the second season. And I started on Girls 5 Eva.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
And I have to say, the second season of Girls 5 Eva is pretty funny. JP is joining us. Hello, JP.
Hey.
I will let you know. Hopefully, I'll be done with it by the time we record next. But Flight Attendant Season 2, really liked it as well.
Okay.
I won't say anything else. I'm glad that I rewatched Season 1, but you don't really need to rewatch Season 1.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Jay's dad, Jerry, was here visiting for Zach's birthday, and he had never seen the first season. So I was like, well, I need the excuse to rewatch it. Let's just watch it. So he and I watched it in 2 days.
Nice.
He kept going, the first night, he's like, 2 episodes a day is my limit. And I was like, brah, there's 8 episodes, and you're only here for 3 nights. So that's not realistic. Buckle in.
They're not super long episodes, right? If I remember correctly.
No, they're like 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, they are.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. I was thinking 30 mm-hmm. minutes.
Right. No, that's Girls 5 Eva.
Okay, never mind.
I like the second season. It's different, but not different at the same time, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Is it like a continuation of the same of the storyline from season one, or does it kind of go off in a different direction?
It both parts of it continues, like the Megan story, which was the character who committed treason, and you know, Rosie Perez's story. Okay. So her, like, you get like more of the continuation of her story.
Okay.
But like the mystery that what's her face finds herself entangled in, Cassie, is different. So like it's part new, part continuation.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense, because I feel like the first season, like, that mystery was really kind of wrapped up, I felt like.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we could totally talk about it if you guys watch it. I think there's also 7 or 8 episodes this season. I think it's 8. I think it's 8, because we watched it over a couple of days as well. But, yeah, good times. Anyway, we... the last bit of housekeeping, I guess, is we don't know what we're doing on July 5th. Hopefully we will know soon. On August 2nd, we're going to be talking about the book and the movie for Where the Crawdad Sings. Right. Did I get it right? Okay. Which I have bought. I'm going to Marco Island, Florida tomorrow, and I'm going to read it on the beach. I don't know how I'm going to watch the January 6th hearings on Thursday while I'm on the beach with a bunch of people that are totally fine with January 6th happening. So it's going to be interesting and fun, super fun. I don't know. Maybe I'll have a headache and have to go upstairs for 2 hours. I'm supposed to go jet skiing. I don't really want to go jet skiing, but I did. And then my sister Christy was like, jet skiing sucks. You don't want to do it. And I was like, oh, darn it. Christy likes doing all those adventurous things like I do. And if she didn't like it, then I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Trip on your way to the jet ski. Oh, darn. Need to go lie down.
Yep. Well, very disappointing says, this is. I so desperately wanted to jet ski. Oh, darn.
We'll see. Rose says, I just started the Flight Attendant season 2, liking it so far. And Judy says, I read 20% of the book in less than an hour, so I think it will go quick. Okay, well, that's good.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Are you generally a fast reader, though?
Yeah, because I'm not.
A very slow reader.
Yeah, sort of. But, I mean, I'm not reading a lot these days, so I'm not as quick as I used to be.
Okay, fair.
Okay.
Elena, would you say, she said, that you enjoy the book? That was easy. All right, let's move on. Does anybody else have anything? Oh, I guess speaking of the January 6th hearings, we have those. Roe v. Wade's about to be overturned, and I don't know, the country's falling apart. Do we think that we're going to need another broad topics this summer? Start thinking about if we're going to need a group therapy session for how many things have been terrible so far, and we'll... continue to be terrible.
If I add a possible twist on a group therapy session,
sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to avoid all the anger and the frustration and the inevitability that these things are out of our control, and maybe wondering if we can come together a little bit and think about what things are in our control.
Oh, I like that.
But maybe group think we can come up with some things besides just financial donations, or, you know, writing to our representatives who kind of can't do much because of the packed court kind of thing. So I don't know, just a thought.
Love that.
I love it.
Love that. I was talking to my coworker today who was raised like I was, like very conservative, and her parents still are, but she's, you know, been more in the real world and is kind of, she's 28. So she's, you know, becoming more and more like, you know, with, I guess, more realistic views of the world, a.k.a. just because you don't have a lot of money doesn't mean you're lazy kind of real views. but we were talking today, and She was saying how she's concerned about how crazy things are getting, and she still is in the place where she's a moderate. She wants, like, a moderate Democrat, like Mayor Pete, to come in, and, you know, and I was listening, and, you know, she's still uncomfortable with the word socialism, like Bernie says, or whatever. Even though I got her to agree that Medicare for All is a good idea. As I find when you use real life, real world examples with people and then relate it back to policies, that, like, when it's real people, it's not that anger porn that, like, you know, conservative media, like, feeds people. So, you know, I listen to her, and it's, like, the only time where I act like, Colleen, don't interrupt. Colleen, don't interrupt. Colleen, don't interrupt. Come across normal. You can win her. You can win her all the way down the ballot. You got this. You can do this. You're so close. You know, I was saying, like, she was saying how, like, you know, the far right really, like, scares her and and all that stuff. Yeah. And I was like, well, you know something? The way that I when I get anxious about that stuff is I always have to remind myself that a vocal minority is still a minority, and just because they're loud, it sounds like they're getting things done. But most normal people like you and me, the overwhelming majority of people don't agree with that. And it's just a matter of reminding people what, you know, what they actually do agree with and why it's important to get out there and, you know, combat this stuff. Like, not just get angry, but, like, take a deep breath and not, like, freak out. So she was like, yeah, I know, but anyway, it's just funny, like, people who aren't as politically paying attention also kind of feel it too, but, like, to them, there's these two sides that are just super crazy radical on each side, and, like, they don't really stop to see, like, you know, well, one side is really mad about gay people existing, and the other side just wants everyone to have health care. But yeah, you're right. The totally radical sides, both sides. It's just crazy. One group stormed the Capitol with guns. The other group protested somewhat relatively peacefully for black people to stop getting shot. So, by police. I mean, really.
I mean, when you put it that way, I mean, it's just tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato.
Same thing.
Anyway, we are here to do birthday party things. Let's do birthday party things. I got Amanda and Shandy, just like last year, to give me their top 10 favorite episode titles of the season. And then I took the ones that we all liked and made quizzes out of them. There were three this season that we all agreed on. Huh. I believe last year there was only one or two. I did re-listen to that episode yesterday, but those
I'm
three.
Impressed.
Does anybody want
to groupthink?
Do you guys want to guess what any of the three that we all liked were?
To remind myself,
I mean,
what they
it's
were.
Got a period piece. It's got to be.
No, one of that them. Was so both good. Of you. I didn't pick that one.
Why?
What?
Why?
No, but I picked I picked weird ones that you guys didn't. And I realized we did a lot of, like, da 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 and da da da, like one, two, three episode titles. This season, and I must have done those without, like, consulting with you guys, because I put them all on my favorites list. You guys didn't put any of them.
Well, because I also, like, if I couldn't remember, like, what it was in reference to, like, if it didn't stand on its own as just being, like, a clever pun, I was like, well, I can't remember what that was actually in reference to. And if I did, I would probably think it's hysterical. But, like,
yeah.
So I think that was, you know, I had to sort of, like, be able to place it in time and space. That was, like, my criteria for my choices.
Fair. The first one that we all liked was Pour One Out for Our Girls.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
That was the one where we did a toast to our kitties. And I think we did a toast to Eden maybe getting, like, a tooth or something.
Not on the same level, but that's fine.
We were like, what can Amanda toast? Her cat's a boy.
I am in support of you two as you were going through a very difficult time in your lives. I was sharing in your grief. It doesn't need to be about me.
We appreciate it. The second one that we all liked was Aguda Raclette.
Yeah. So good.
I forgot about that one. Yeah.
I just remember when we said it, and like when it came, we were like, oh my God, this is so funny. Maybe we just find it funny, but it's going to be a thing, whether or not anybody else does.
It's good. It's good. I didn't even have to remember what we talked about. She's like, oh, that's objectively funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good.
And then the last one was Welcome to Pound Town, because... Yeah. All right. Are you guys ready to do the quiz? So what we've decided to do is Amanda and Shandy will verse the Friends of the Broads who are listening right now on the Zoom. So it'll be Broads versus Honorary Broads.
Sounds good.
Love it.
Feel free to... you can... we. I don't know. We'll make up the rules as we go along.
As we so often do.
As we so often do. Okay. Shani and Amanda, is everybody ready?
Yes.
Everybody ready to play along? All right, here we go. The first episode was Booty Tooties and Wanky Bankies that both Amanda and I liked. So this episode featured the first version of this quiz, and the title was based off of that wordplay game that we did, which I think we need to redo. I think we're going to be live for the patrons next week. Maybe we will... redo that quiz again, because it's super funny.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
But do you guys remember what a booty tootie and a wanky banky are? Booty, you have to get both of them right to get the point, because they're easy.
Yeah, a booty tootie is a fart, because I still like say it all the time. I actually have a song about it now that I think she's a baby. Pretty good one, I think. wait, what was the other one?
Wanky banky.
Wanky banky?
Sounds dirty.
Saying it again just softer doesn't help.
Or maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Banky? Like a blankie? No. Then it would just be blanky.
So last year, Ro got this one in the chat.
Oh. Okay.
Like I said, I re-listened to this episode yesterday.
Which I'm very impressed you did that.
Yes, very impressed.
But I'm impressed by so many things you do. So really, you know, what else is new?
I'm very unimpressive. Like, thank you. I appreciate
not in my eyes. Not in my eyes.
All right, they're gonna get a chance to steal in a second. Ro, do you remember getting it right?
I do, but I'm kind of in the middle of doing two things right now, so I didn't hear what you said. But I know there was something that I hit. So what was it again?
What is a wanky banky? Remember we played the game if the inventor of the walkie-talkie named other things. And one of, like last year, fart was one and the answer was a booty tootie.
So you want me to just say it?
Yeah, what's a wanky banky?
Wasn't it a sperm bank?
Yes!
Oh! Okay, so it is dirty. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
No, that's where my brain was going, but I like couldn't quite...
The word wanky.
I'm like, no, that's not right.
I know. Yeah. I was like, it can't be.
The word wanky was in it.
I know.
Wanky is too on the nose. Banky is too much of a clue because it's a sperm bank. So it's almost a little bit like, is that really?
Yeah.
This is literally echoing the conversation we had about it last year.
Oh, good. Let's do this again a year from now, and let's see if we can make it a hat trick.
Yes. I like it. Also, there was this moment.
Oh, don't worry. There's a question that's a hat trick at the end of this. It's a bonus. And Ro is also going to be the only one to get it right.
Nice.
Give me a heads up so that I'm not multitasking.
Okay.
I was sort of thinking, like, I had a pearl clutching moment where I was like, it wouldn't be that. It sounds dirty, but it... When would we say something dirty on this podcast? It can't be that. Which I realize is very silly now.
All right.
So, yeah.
No. Honorary Broads, here's your question. This is from episode 611, Pour One Out for Our Girls, September 17th, 2021. All three of us like this title. On this episode, we talk about a condiment that Franck makes, homemade, and we joke that he and Jen are going to have a blank off for the fall Raleigh meetup. In fact, an alternate title to this episode was Let's Make Blank Together. What is that condiment? Is it A, mustard, B, coleslaw, or C, mayonnaise?
I know know the answer.
It's mayonnaise.
What?
I'm pretty sure it's mayonnaise.
You are correct.
Now, I don't want to be a stickler here, and there was a lot of work put into this, but is coleslaw a condiment?
No, it's not.
I don't know what y'all in the South do. Maybe you consider it a condiment in the South.
It's not. Guys, I literally put this quiz together in an hour. Okay.
I mean, you do put coleslaw on sandwiches, on barbecue, and on hot dogs. So, I mean, what's the definition of condiment? If it's a dressing, then could be.
Yeah. So wait, you put it not like on the side of like
no like you on put it on top. Yeah.
It's actually quite tasty. It's like using mayo, but you're using all the things that you mix mayo with.
I mean, this is all outside of my comfort zone. Yeah. No.
So I just
first, we're not having meat, and then we're not putting we're definitely not putting the mayonnaise on top of the meat we're not eating.
I don't know. Alex asked for a mayonnaise sandwich the other day. He's like, can I just have him? And I was like, you don't want ham or turkey in it? He's like, just the mayonnaise, please. And I was like, this is so gross, but okay. Like, I mean, I love passage, mayo,
just
but
like weird, gross sandwiches.
Dude, if it's homemade mayo, I would eat a mayonnaise sandwich.
Dude, now that you're in the South, you have to do the Duke's mayo. Duke's mayo is another planet version of mayo, right, Elena?
Yeah, absolutely. We do nothing but Duke's.
Yeah, we don't.
And we have to get. We have backups to the backup jar of Duke's in the pantry. So,
I can't even do the mayo that they give you in the packets in stores, like putting in your like deli sandwich, because it just doesn't hold a candle to Duke's.
I mean, I will try if it comes up, but once you go homemade, you can't go back.
If you're squirting relish out of a bottle onto a hot dog, then coleslaw is a condiment.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Valid. It's a good argument.
You know, I also kind of also anticipated this conversation, but.
Well, so when you Google it, it says the first thing that comes up is a substance such as salt or ketchup that is used to add flavor to food. So it's to add flavor to food.
Well, that's coleslaw, like, that opens the door for.
Adds flavor to food.
Oh, of course it does.
Yeah. Salt is not a condiment. Salt is a spice.
I would typically think of it as a sauce. Like a condiment is typically a sauce.
Yeah.
Like a ketchup, mustard, even ranch.
Yeah.
But if it's a topping or, you know, we're stretching it, but I think it passes. Colleen, good job.
Thanks. I will say it's probably more of a topping or a side, but you know what?
I retract my question.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. But I think this was a healthy debate, guys. Good points were made on either side.
And it's a little Southern introduction for Shandy. We're just trying to get her used to, you know, what's acceptable in the South. Coleslaw as a condiment. There we go.
I'm sorry, I'm cutting out. Are you still talking about Shanky Banky?
Why are you headed there now?
If only.
Yeah. All right, Broads, next question.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the only... So, full disclosure, I truly could not think of a question for the Agoura Raclette one. I could not think of anything to save my life. And I looked through my notes and I looked through everything. So instead I swapped that out. I substituted it with the Oi! Halloween movies episode.
Okay. That one was almost on my list. I can't remember. Did I put that on my list?
You did and I did. Because okay, I thought that it was just fun. And it was Roy Kent, you know. Anyway. All right. So this is from October 22nd, 2022. It came out. Shandy and Amanda. Which Halloween movie did we not talk about? A. Freaky. B. Hocus Pocus. C. The Addams Family. Or D. Practical Magic.
Wait, what was the first one?
Freaky.
I don't. I think it's A.
Yeah, as I don't know what that is.
Final answer?
No, yes. Read me all of them because I feel like that's wrong.
A. Freaky.
Please.
B, Hocus Pocus. C, The Addams Family. We're talking about the one with Christina Ricci. And what's her face? Angelica Houston. And D, practical magic.
Definitely A.
Yeah, because we definitely talked about all those things. Unless this is a trick question, and one of those we talked about in a different episode.
But I've never even heard of
it. Is it a trick question? And we've talked about, you're trying to throw us off the scent.
It's kind of a trick
I don't know
question.
What freaky is.
Oh, you're such a jerk. Why are you giving us the hard ones?
I keep a notebook full of stuff. This is the one time of year that I can go back through my notes and use it.
Yeah. Okay, well, practical magic is one we definitely did for something. Like, we had a specific conversation about practical magic.
Yes.
If we talked about Freaky, I still don't know what it is. So
I
that's
still don't
not,
know what it is either.
Freaky is the movie with Vince Vaughn. Freaky is a movie with Vince Vaughn, and he as a serial killer, and he trades bodies with a high school girl.
That sounds terrible. And I know we talked about the Addams Family, maybe not for Halloween, but we definitely talked about it at some point.
Wait, trades bodies with
the... Did we talk about the Addams Family, though?
Yeah, we super did. Perhaps not in the Halloween episode, but we have talked about it before.
And maybe tangentially, but Freaky, I didn't watch that for sure.
No, me neither.
All right. Do you give up?
I feel like you're pushing me towards Addams Family, even though I know we talked about it. But just judging by your physical cues... And we'll go with Addams Family.
That is the answer. We talked about the cartoon, but not the Angelica Houston, Christina Ricci movie.
I swear to you, we have talked about it at some point in time.
Maybe we talked about it last year.
Maybe.
I went through the description.
I feel like maybe we talked about it, like, not in reference to Halloween.
Maybe.
It's possible, too.
Yeah.
But you got it right. So, point. Yay.
Nice.
All right. Honorary Broads, here's your question. In the episode 621, A Case of Mistaken Castles, from December 3rd, 2021, this is Amanda and Shandy's pick. What was the case of mistaken castles? Was it, because I didn't remember this, and it wasn't in the description, and it was, I had jotted it down in my notes, and that was the only reason that I remembered. I could not remember what it was. Okay. Is it A, Colleen watched the wrong castle movie on Netflix/Hallmark? Is it B, Shandy was talking about sightseeing in France on her upcoming trip during Christmas break and got her historic castles mixed up? Or C, Amanda watched the wrong castle movie on Netflix/Hallmark?
Mm-hmm. I think it's Amanda watched the wrong movie.
Final answer? All right, the rest of you guys are nodding. The answer was actually I watched the wrong castle movie. I watched the stupid A Castle for Christmas when I was supposed to watch Christmas with the castle part or some shit like that. And it was
reverse. You watched the Hallmark one when we all watched the Netflix one with Brooke Shields.
Yes. And yes, I was like, this is terrible.
And the Brooke Shields one is great.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, guys. There's a question about that possibly later.
Ooh, boy.
All right.
God, I loved that movie.
Shandy and Amanda, Three Good Beavers, November 5th, 2021. You guys both picked this one. I did not. On this episode, we read companies' real slogans and decide what ours would be. We ultimately settled on Three Good Beavers. But what was the runner-up? Was it A, Three Gouda Broads, B, Poop Talk with Your Current Events, or C, The Broads with the Power?
They're all it could very be any good. Of them. Yeah.
They're all very good. I'm going to go with the Gouda, though. I feel like we were very proud of that pun.
Yes. Yeah.
Is Gouda the final answer?
Yes.
And that is incorrect. It was actually Poop Talk with Your Current Events.
Oh, bummer. Oh,
that's really good, too.
That is really good. All right. Honorary Broads, you guys ready? This one's an easy one. It should be, if you know my heart and my mind. Okay. In a very holiday movie episode from December 17th, 2021, this was a episode that Shandy and I both liked the title of. On this episode, we watched holiday movies such as The Princess Switch, Single All the Way, Holidate, Christmas at Castle Heart, and more. Some of us watched A Castle for Christmas. Stupid. Dumb. Don't watch it.
The other one, The Castle for Christmas, is a good one.
Christmas at Castle Heart. So we decided that there were two takeaways. So you guys actually have a chance for 2 points here.
Shit.
All right, fine. I'll make it like the two things that you do. 1 point. But if you guys steal, then we'll split the points like I did in the beginning. Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, so we had two takeaways. The first one was, may we all have as much fun in life as Vanessa Hudgens does. And the second one was, I'm sorry, I guess there was only one question for this. There's another one that has two questions. The second one is, may we all get some blank kitten action. Who is the actor or actress that gets the kitten action? Is it A, Carrie Ulls, B, Emma Roberts, or C, Brandon Routh? What movie did one of us watch with kittens and either Carrie Ulls, Emma Roberts, or Brandon Routh?
Right.
Who have I been in love with since Metrobus days?
And no Googling.
No Googling. It's a super actor.
Hands free.
I'm ruling out Carrie because he was in the Brooke Shields movie and I don't think it was in that one.
Okay.
But I don't have a guess beyond that.
Is it Emma or Brandon? Emma or Brandon? It's a really super answer.
Well, then that would be Brandon.
Correct.
Oh, just the cutest thing you could think of.
By the way, the backup titles to this episode were Knight to Princess Swap, which I think we thought was clever, right? Yeah. A very Vanessa Christmas.
Mm, I also like that.
And Kringle All the Way.
Nice.
And then fun fact, the episode that followed this, which was Fa-La-La-La last episode of 2021, the backup titles for this were actually completely ridiculous. And they were, so in this episode, Frank and Jay and Drake all talked about their fingertips that had gotten... unfortunately oxidized. And the backup titles for this were Two Uncircumcised Thumbs Up. No, I'm sorry. Two Uncircumcised Thumbs Up. Full Thumbs, Clear Tips, Can't Lose. Bringing Cumber Back. I'm not sure where that came from. Don't Call Me Janet. Which I don't remember where that came from. And then Butt Buddy the Elf.
Oh.
Anyway, we went with Fa-La-La-La last episode of 2021. Here is the one. Two questions. Whose turn is it? Shani and Amanda?
Yes.
Okay. So the next episode was one that Amanda and I both liked. And I think that this actually might be my favorite title of the season and maybe one of my favorite episodes of the season. It was Damn Liberals and Their Toxic Socks.
I just think it's funny. I can't remember what the toxic socks were about.
Yeah.
I think it was we were talking about toxic shock maybe and somebody like misunderstood. And we were talking about...
To be fair, probably me.
Could be either one of us. All right. But, however, so in one of my favorite episode titles of the season, we played one of the worst games of Mary Fuck Kill, found a well-researched and well-compiled map of the most popular snacks by state, and we also heard some fucked-up tales of a certain body part. What was that body part? And I'm going to give this one to the friends, the honorary broads, actually, because... The second question is more geared to you guys who were actually there, and I'm not sure how much I edited out versus how much I kept in. Okay. So if you don't mind, we're going to switch. So honorary broads, this question's yours. Do you remember what body part we heard some messed up stories about? Was it A, the belly button, B, the nose, or C, the butt?
That was the belly button.
Correct, sir.
So I remember it was used as an orifice for pleasure for myself. People were confused.
Yes. Remember those people that thought that that's how you made babies?
Yes. Comprehensive sex education for all.
Yes.
All right, Shannon and Amanda, here is your question, and I feel very confident that you are going to get this one correct. What was one of the running themes of this episode that also became an episode title? What I'm going to read is the theme, not what the title was. So sorry for any, just to clarify. Okay. A, Shandy became a French citizen. B, Brittany is free. Or C, How You Eat a Sunflower Seed. This episode came out February 8th, 2022.
So that was before I was a French citizen. So it's not that.
Good. Okay.
When did the Britney stuff happen?
That's what I was trying to remember. Feels like a while, like long enough ago that it could have been February.
Yeah. Sunflower seeds. Man, let me tell you, I still have a giant pack of sunflower seeds in the car because I've been eating them nonstop because they are road trip food and, you know, 5-day road trip. And now I have a giant pack and like to the point that like my tongue kind of hurts. That's what she said. I need to stop. I need to stop. So much salt. So, but anyway, I don't remember talking about it on the podcast, but now we have. So,
yeah, see, I don't either, but I think maybe I don't like sunflower seeds. So maybe like it's just selective memory on my part that I was just like, this wasn't good for me.
You're like, the correct way to just eat a sunflower seed is to not eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. At least in my world.
So what's your final answer?
Oh, I feel like maybe more, I'm leaning more towards Brittany, but I can't remember. Was it even earlier that she was fine? I mean, even earlier, like that was many years in the making, but
yeah,
time is still kind of a black hole.
The fact that we both are compelled towards Brittany.
I did just read the episode description, if that helps.
And is it embarrassing to admit I cannot remember what you just read to me? Shall I repeat the story about the grouchy baby with lots of teeth?
I don't envy you at all. All right, pick your final answer. Is it Shandy became a French citizen, Brittany is free, or How You Eat a Sunflower Seed?
I want to say Brittany, but I feel compelled to go with the sunflower seeds for some strange reason.
I'm willing to join you on that sunflower journey.
Final answer?
Sure.
Yes.
You are correct, because we talked about states and the snacks that were popular by state.
Oh,
and we were shocked that so many states like sunflower seeds.
Yeah, I feel like in general it was a very shocking list, if memory serves.
Yes.
It was. There was only like Montana got it right, and everybody else was pretty wrong.
It's crappy snacks.
It's how we do. All right. Nice job, Amanda.
All right.
I just look at Colleen's face very like very intensely, and I'm like, what can I pull?
We are down to the last three questions and then a bonus. Ro, a bonus is coming soon. All right. Shandy and Amanda both liked the episode title, A Period Piece, from March 25th, 2022.
You didn't.
So good.
I can't believe you didn't.
So good.
It seems right up your alley.
In this episode, we talked about Turning Red, the movie. But there was another thing that was the main topic of discussion. Do you remember the other thing that we talked about in addition to Turning Red? Is it A, the Hump Film Festival, B, Zachary's Code Red Drill at School, C, Inventing Anna, or, wait, is this the Honorary Broad's question? Whose question is this? Honorary Broad's, not you guys. You're good. Or D, the MAGA book and its Amazon reviews. So, we talked about a period piece, but we also had another main topic of discussion of this episode. So, the Hump Film Festival, Zachary having a code red drill at school, Inventing Anna, or the MAGA book and its Amazon reviews by Liberty, what's her nuts? Anybody remember what we talked about?
I want to say it was A. I remember the MAGA bit, but I want to say that was a different episode. I'm not saying this with a whole ton of confidence, though. Anybody else?
Is A the final answer?
So am I getting any input from the other folks at home? Or am I just being hung out to dry here?
Eric says, I want to say that it was also the Hump Film Festival.
All right. Well, hey, that's two. Yeah,
that is correct. Woo. Zachary's code red drill happened earlier. Inventing Anna, we never fully talked about because I don't know if Amanda's finished it yet.
I finished it.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
And then the MAGA book.
That was the reason we never got to talk about it.
The MAGA book was the following week, and the episode title for that was like Mike and Trucks and Words and Paragraphs and blah, 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 and Mike's Truck.
Yeah.
So well done, honorary broads. All right. Shandy and Amanda.
Yes.
All right.
The next one, two left. My so-called broads. April 8th, 2022. We talked about My So-Called Life.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's three of my top 10 were from My So-Called Life.
That's not what this question is about. And there's a reason why I had to ask you guys this question and not the honorary broads this question.
Okay.
During this episode, Brian, the non-DP specialist, emails in a question to Colleen. What was that question that she had to answer? It's an open-ended question. You do not get a multiple choice because...
What?
Oh, it was like some story that happened a while
back.
About
the Shandy?
Was that it?
What's a golden Shandy?
Is that your final answer?
I know he asked about it.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, because it was something that like he asked for more context.
Correct! It's the golden Shandy!
Yes. 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 Nice.
All right. Before the last question, the honorary broads have five. The broads have four. The last question goes out to the honorary broads, but there is a two-parter, so you guys can steal if they can't guess it. And there's a bonus question. All right, here we go. Episode 644, Welcome to Pound Town. 644, six, that's not 44, whatever it is. Welcome to Pound Town from April 22nd. 2022. On an extremely action-packed episode, which included Colleen's internet going down for a period of time, this episode talks about the infamous Pound Town sign in a real estate listing. But that's not what this question is about. This is a two-part question. Part one, who has that zaddy energy that we talked about smashing or passing on? It's for the honorary broads. Who's zaddy energy? Did we discuss in the Smash or Pass, which is what the Gen X, no, not Gen X, Gen Z says instead of MFK.
I feel like we need Kayla on this one.
Kayla, where is Kayla?
Where is Kayla?
Come on.
Kayla woke up from a nap. She's not doing good. She's, she's not.
Is she sick?
Yeah, apparently.
Details.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, please tell her that we hope she feels better. I had no idea.
We will. I will. Yeah, I can't channel her energy, though, sadly.
She would get this in a heartbeat. You guys want to steal in a second? You guys give up? Broads? Nobody remembers who had zaddy energy that we wanted.
I feel like you keep saying it, but I feel like you're speaking a different language to me.
Okay. Does everyone give up? Everyone give a thumbs up if they give up. It was King Triton. We talked about, we did the Smasher Pass for Disney Princes, and somehow King Triton got in there.
This sounds vaguely familiar.
And we talked about his zaddy energy. Cool. All right.
We did, yeah.
Part
We're
two
funny sometimes.
Gets thrown over to the broads.
Okay.
All right. Who did we decide should play Harry... Who did we think that Harry Styles should play if... what character did we think Harry... I'm just going to change the question. Who did we decide Harry Styles should play if this movie was ever remade?
A Disney movie?
I remember talking about it, but I don't remember what...
It was Labyrinth.
And the character...
The Goblin King.
Yay, good job.
Nice.
And now it is tied. So I guess this makes this next question all the more important. And to be fair, I don't even remember the answer to this question, but we ask it. We've asked it like 3 years running now.
I'm so excited.
Are you though? Ro, yeah, you ready?
No, super not.
All right, here we go. What's a homophone, homograph, and hominin? I will ask this every year until we know.
Okay. I know.
Did you want to go? You want to go, Shandy?
No. I think you should go. But I mean, if you think about the word, then you can figure it out. Like if you think about the components of the words.
A homophone.
I guess I should look this up so I can actually verify.
That sound the same but are spelled differently and mean different things. Like fair and fair. Pay your fare, fair skinned. This is where I can get them mixed up, but I think I got it.
Okay, wait, I just pulled it up. So what did you, that was...
A homograph, you want me to repeat homophone?
Homophone, what was it? That was like fair and fair?
Two words that are spelled the same. Yeah. I mean, spelled differently, but sound the same and mean different things.
Like check.
Fair and fair.
Correct.
Or pair and pair.
Yes.
Right? A homograph are two words that are spelled the same but mean different things.
Correct. Check.
And a homonym are two words that are spelled the same and sound different. Wind and wine.
Yay!
All right, I'm not getting fired today.
Well, didn't I ask you last year when I asked them this question if you could just give me the answer so I don't have to Google it?
Yes, but I do. Homonym and homograph, I have to think about it, you know? It's like...
Yeah. Name and writing. Yeah.
So everybody remember this. I'm going to ask next year, but Ro's not going to be allowed to answer.
Oh, jeez. Take off the training wheels, why don't you?
To jump back for a little funny that it just reminded me of, you know, I have 4 days left with my students, which is great. And, you know,
that's so late.
Just texting about a little weird because I'm going to be on sabbatical next year, so I won't have my own class. Oh, you didn't know that, Shandy? Oh,
she wasn't in Raleigh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about it. But so in the last few weeks, of course, my kids have been going crazy because it's the end of the school year and they're 7 and 8 years old and they're, you know, they're doing all sorts of odd little end of the year things. And one of the things that a few of them have been doing is trying to take over the class, like trying to tell me what to do or trying to tell other kids what to do. So I have these two kids who constantly try to take over the class. And what day was it? It must have been yesterday. They both jumped in to try to take over the class. And I said, wait a minute. Did I get fired and the principal forgot to tell me? And of course, the kids were cracking up. But it happened again today. I'm like, did I get fired again? just a little funny.
They're definitely at the end of the year. I had a moment of panic. Oh, go ahead.
No, that's just that feels very late.
New York starts after Labor Day, so they start late. So that's why it goes late. My high school graduation was June 29th. Like, that's how late they go late.
Yeah. Especially then you factor in any snow days and, forget about it. Yeah.
Well, Zach has that alphabet countdown that you guys all saw when you're here. And I had a moment of panic this morning when I saw that it was V and it was visit day. And I was like, oh my God, am I supposed to go to your classroom? Like, is this a parent's visit? And then the kindergartners were coming to visit with the second graders. Like, the classes were going to go visit each other in the school. And I was like, oh, thank God. And I did get clarification. Zoom out of school day does not mean they're Zooming virtually for class. It's just they couldn't think of anything else. So, woo. Also. All right, guys. Great job. Let's take a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we will do, I think we have a Master She Said. And we have an email from Andy. So... we will do those as soon as we come back, and then we will get Shandy off to bed at a reasonable hour. All right, we are back, and we're ready to get into the feedback. The first bit of feedback is from Matt, and he says, you're wondering what Andrew Keegan has been up to lately, allegedly running a cult. Oh,
dear.
That took a turn.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Didn't see that one coming.
Nope.
Maybe I did. I don't know. I feel like a lot of those 90s, early 2000s people are doing the cult life.
oh my God, the headline, Andrew Keegan, cult leader. Today, I'm here to activate high vibes.
Oh, dear.
I'm wondering if Ezra Miller's not trying to get on that game, too.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about Ezra Miller for a second? Holy shit.
More like just fill me in. I saw a headline but didn't have the energy or cared enough to read it. But, like, what is going on?
Well, they seem to be collecting non-binary children or trying to.
Come, little
him in that. But is it away
like that?
So he's got has this non-binary 18-year-old who he's been like shagging out with for a couple of years now. And
She was 12. It's more than a couple years.
Oh, no. That's a different one. That's a second one.
Okay.
So the 18-year-old is the one in Hawaii.
Who's the one that's family?
Whose parents. Yeah.
Okay.
So her parents were trying to get like a restraining order or trying to get him out from under her, out from under him.
That's what she said.
Saying he was using intimidation and threats and drugs to keep this child under control. And then Connecticut, Vermont, there was the 12-year-old that was also non-binary that they were going after, saying that they were a higher being and that he should be the one guiding them and trying to get them away from their mom. And mom went and got a restraining order as well.
So
there's two.
I didn't realize it was two separate people, because I also just was doing the headline thing. Okay. Yeah, that's real messed up.
The Secrets of Dumbledore movie would have made a lot more sense if they would have included all these other secrets that actually were out there that didn't make it into the movie.
Yeah. Was he in the Secrets of Dumbledore movie?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, no!
Who's not the Johnny Depp bad guy, the other bad guy.
Yeah, he's almost his son.
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoilers.
Oh. Okay.
He was like the central guy in the first two movies, and then he was just totally dropped from the third movie, along with a bunch of other people that, you know, went south.
Yeah.
He wasn't Albus's son. He's Aberforth's son.
Aberforth. You're right. Sorry, Aberforth.
He's Albus's nephew.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that the way of things? If it's too difficult, so just edit them out. We can't. We got to put the movie out, so just cut him out. We'll figure it out in post.
Well, no, and DC is like, oh yeah, we're done with him, except for the fact we haven't.
They haven't the entire released the finished movie Flash movie.
Yeah, they can't release it. Oh my God. Are they going to recast him?
Expensive paperweight there ever was.
Moving forward, they said they're not going to move him moving forward.
But they've got this movie in the can, so
will remain.
They're hoping. I think the alleged word on the street is that they're just crossing the fingers that there's no more allegations or between now and when the movie releases, so they can just kind of quietly release it, like let the other cast do the interviews and then just move on. But I'm sure it'll only get worse.
Mm. So yeah, kind of like the West Side Story, like what they did with what was his name, Ansel Elgort, how they just kind of like pushed him like to the back of the press line.
Yeah, but Ezra truly spiraling.
Yeah, Ezra's not doing great.
Oh, that's terrible.
I forgot about Ansel Elgort, or his name is that dude. What was rape allegations or?
Yeah, with underage girls.
I think it was more underage than full on.
Yeah, sounds like he has a thing for 14-year-olds.
Yeah, that just sort of online harassment, not quite grooming, but that in that space.
Yeah, and the girls were saying, oh yeah, he was coming after us and really was trying to sleep with us and did sleep with some, and it was messy.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeesh.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I somehow missed that when they happened, but then I kind of read about them when what's her name was invited to the Oscars, and the theory was she wasn't invited because they didn't want to deal with not having to invite him, and it's it was his actions, why are you punishing her? It's so dumb. Are you trying to not offend the rapist of 14-year-old girls?
So anyway, that's kind of usually how it goes.
Mm-hmm. I know. Anyway, Andrew Keegan is a cult leader, and that's exciting. Not.
You know,
that's too bad.
I'm sure that teen movie star money runs out eventually.
That's very true.
Right. Gotta have a real job. Cult leader sounds like a fine one.
Yeah, as long as you don't call it cult leader.
Right.
You call it, what, higher, what do you call himself?
High vibes.
Higher vibe consultant. An
inspirational speaker.
Right.
A life coach.
A life coach.
A life coach that just happens to have sex with everybody that lives with him in his compound.
I mean, that's not what life coaches do.
All right, moving on. Matt says there's two dates of notes. Reservation yes. Dogs season 2 is August 3rd, and then Handmaid's Tale season 5 is September 14th.
Which, by the way, we drove by like right where Reservation Dogs takes place, and it was like, yeah, like it was Oklahoma, but it was like I could totally see like this is where they went hunting, and like this is like I could see it. It was cool.
Nice.
I gotta watch that.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. Side note, I just found this thing that I hid in here from my kids and from Jerry when he was here sleeping in this room. I'm really excited about this. Oh. It's Kit Kat Duo, mint and dark chocolate, my favorite candy. Seriously.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Like these
for you.
Better than Reese's. Have them hidden everywhere.
Prize candy is, let's be fair, surprise candy is even better than regular candy.
Right?
Because it really is.
Not expecting it, and then yeah. It's like, oh boy, a yummy treat just for me. That's great.
And then Brian says, Only Murders in the Building season 2 starts in a week. That's right. I'm really excited about
exciting.
That. That's a really fun show. And Umbrella Academy is tomorrow with. Okay, go ahead, Shani.
What? Oh no! I just saw Judy's comment. Stranger Things. And for a second,
that's
my brain broke. I was like, but it just came out, and then I remembered there's still two episodes.
There's
left.
Still, and they're long. They're like an hour and a half each, aren't they?
It's like two movies. Yeah.
Start it. I still haven't started
it's good.
The
it's
new
good.
Season.
It's good. It's good. I did feel after a storm here. I did feel like I was in Stranger Things. Like the sky was insane.
Shandy, Amanda. If you can watch if you can watch it before July 5th, the second season is July, the last two episodes are July 1st, we can just talk about the season.
I'm not sure I can. It's Daniel's work schedule, man. Because that's the one we were like going to try and watch together, but like,
because
he works so late, it makes TV watching very difficult. It's really cramping my vibe.
Fair.
No, that's fair. That's
we could
fair.
Also just always make it at a later date. It doesn't have to be July 5th.
Yeah.
We're not recording
it's
on the 12th.
Like on the list to, it's on the list to watch. I think because the episodes are so long, it is very, it's like, it's hard to
get They're
to
very long.
Where we can like start it.
What, it is since, like a movie every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, since I'm going to see Dixie Chicks on July 12th, maybe July 13th, we can aim to do that Stranger Things episode instead of July 5th. That's 3.5 weeks.
I don't know. I feel like because if it was like half hour episodes, I'd be like, yeah, no problem. Yeah. But because they're all like so long, I don't want to like promise and then not be able to follow through.
Well, there's
like
six, right,
not
guys?
Be able to live up to my commitments.
Yes.
Okay. It's there's six, right? And then the other two are July 1st, if that makes a difference.
I will try very hard, but let's have a backup just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do it.
We can reassess.
But.
Okay.
I would love to talk about this season because I thought this season was really good. Okay. So we'll see where we'll. I'll follow up again when I'm editing this.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Where were we? Oh, and don't know where we were. Okay.
Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead. Where?
Apparently, there's something called Beavis and Butthead to the Universe on Thursday.
Oh.
Because everything from our childhood has to come back, apparently. Apparently, we're bringing Beavis and Butthead back.
When is the live-action Ren and Stimpy coming out?
we saw the Bob's Burger movie with the kids, which I know it's questionable for Alex, but he doesn't understand, like, half of it, and he's happy if he gets some Twizzlers, so whatever. It was cute. It was fun. It was actually, it was like a full length episode that was just like a movie length. It was pretty good. Even though I don't really watch any of those, and I may have sat in the corner and twittered during much of it, but still. Okay. That's what she said. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Gonna have to watch that tonight.
God knows what we even did on it.
I don't think I got that the first time around.
You won't have to go that fast.
I wish I could do it right now, but my throat is so dry.
It's that COVID throat, man. That's what's going on here. I'm squeezing real tight.
I think you need a special tool to get that thingy off.
Give me my facial.
He plays such a great dick. I really should have said he plays such great dick.
I love it, and we'll do it. It'll be like 4 sittings.
Oh my.
Thanks, Matt.
That's a good crop.
Yeah.
All right. The last 5 years in Andy's virginity.
Andy writes in the last 5 years in Andy's virginity. Hey, Broads, happy 6th anniversary. Sorry, Colleen, you got COVID, but hopefully you're better, or at least the worst is behind you.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Anyway, we hit another landmark since your last recording, the 5-year anniversary of my first letter. I was thinking of how to commemorate it, and I had an idea reach the surface. I have no idea how this will go, so hopefully you'll humor me and this will work out. An open letter to my future first time. There's no easy intro to this, so hi. At some point in the future, the two of us will have sex. And I feel naughty reading this.
Pretend it's a bad sex and fiction.
Yes, okay. As I assume you are someone I haven't met yet, it should go without saying that this won't be the first thing I say to you or any woman I meet from now until when I meet you. That may result in a few slaps in the face and a few businesses politely requesting I depart from the premises. Anyway, you'll know my deal about my lack of experience and thankfully are okay with that. I also assured you that my disclosing this did not mean you had to tell me anything about your past. I feel like this is something you should know. So my situation is a little unusual. 5 years ago, when it was a little less unusual, I wrote in to the broadcast asking for help and advice. I had only planned to write sporadically whenever something happened. Instead, I wrote back almost every week. There's easily over 200 of these emails I've sent them over the years, I'm sure.
Wow.
Unfortunately, yeah, 200.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that doesn't mean my love life became much more interesting in the past 5 years. I think I spent more time writing about an annoying coworker than I have about dates I've been on. They know about my attempts at online dating, which was met largely with indifference, and how that is tough for someone shy trying to build up his confidence. I know now there's a lot of factors that lead to ghosting and lack of responses that had nothing to do with me. Then again, maybe I give it another try and meet you. I feel like we have to also add, like, there was a global pandemic.
I thought that too. I was like, but 2 of those years really don't count.
to be fair.
Right. After all this time, it is still a bit frustrating that I feel like I'm no closer to meeting you than I was when I first sent my email. However, I haven't given in to the feelings of resentment, jealousy, and anger that have poisoned the minds of too many young men. While it is frustrating, I try not to take the rejection or indifference personally and move along. Ultimately, I try to be hopeful. After all, writing this certainly is definitely a gesture of someone who still believes it will happen. Hope has been in short supply lately, and obviously my personal issues pale compared to what our country and the world are facing. But maybe someone listening takes something I've written to heart and cultivates a little hope of their own, and maybe uses that to make their corner of the world a little better. Maybe it's a little lofty, but sometimes a story can be inspiring. Nothing against the host of this show, but I hope I'm not still looking for you for another 5 years. I can't wait to meet you. Until then, #I'm with hers, Andy. No offense taken, candy.
None. Not even a little bit.
I love this letter, actually. And I, you know, Andy, I often think, actually, well, not often think, but like I have thought, like, when you say I haven't given into the feelings of resentment, jealousy, and anger that poison the minds of too many young men, like, that is actually really an incredible, especially as somebody who is raising two little boys, and now the older they get, especially like in elementary school, seeing like the societal like norms or trends rather that do tend to be they might start out innocent, but they grow to be more toxic. And the fact that like you've been able to rise above that is incredible. Like that is actually incredible, inspiring. And like, I wish that all dudes were like you with that mindset. Like truly, there was, there was like a tweet or something going around yesterday, and I was, while I was trying to remember it while Shandy was reading it, and it was kind of like contested, but like the basic gist of it was a woman said that she talked to her 12-year-old who said that he thinks that, and I think it was because like a 12-year-old, you know, couldn't possibly be this like, what's the word, like enlightened, but I don't know. My kids say some pretty enlightened things too. So I think sometimes we
hashtag Alex.
Yeah, hashtag Alex. Mommy, when you and Daddy made me. Yes. Alex has had some existential revelations this past weekend. But we could talk about that after. Really, truly. But it was just like, Mom, I think that like all white male teenagers are groomed to go down that angry, like, MAGA incel culture, and the difference really is with parents who kind of snap them out of it, to tell them, like, this is dumb and doesn't make sense or whatever. And, you know, I actually did, when I read that, I kind of did think of you, Andy, and how, like, you always have this just amazing perspective and this amazing way of looking at the world and the situation that you've been writing in about, all of your situations, whether it was work, women, dating apps, whatever it was, that is actually pretty awesome. So kudos to you. I think happy 5 years might not be the right thing to say, but it's been very nice to get to know you over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
You're here.
A great journey. And I think it's a good reminder for us too, that just the way you frame things, it's everything is a lesson. Everything is a step on the journey. And I think that's something we could all take and incorporate into our own framework and how we see our own lives and manifest what we want. So
yeah.
Thanks. Thanks for keeping that perspective.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you to everybody who joined us. And thank you to everybody tuned in, listening now. We appreciate it. It's been a really crazy 6 years.
Yeah.
Or I guess, are we finishing year six? I never know. It's like our birthday. It's our sixth birthday.
We have this conversation every year, too.
We have this every year. Every year. I think we have finished year six. Yes, we have. The thing that we were just talking about though with Alex is I was in the car with him the other day and he was like, Mommy. And I was like, yeah. He's like, when you and Daddy made me. And I was like, yes. He's like, when you and Daddy made me, I was part of you guys, but like now I'm me. And now I'm me. Like me, just like I'm sitting in the back and you're sitting in the front. I was like, yes. That's very insightful. It was very deep for a 4-year-old. I don't know. I wasn't expecting it.
I think so.
It was very.
Yeah.
I think it's deep for any year old.
And then with Zach.
Started out as one thing and then he's.
Now he's like his own person that sits in the back seat now.
Sits in the back seat. And cool he's not like attached to. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
And then with Zach's been having, I think Zach has some of my, like, you know, minor ADD issues a little bit, where he was, something must have happened at school yesterday, but he was really upset when I put him to sleep, And he kept mentioning how the basic gist that I gathered was they were like in like circle time or whatever, and the teacher was asking questions, and he, like me, has problems. Like, I write things down in order to not interrupt you guys, which sometimes, you know, I start drinking here and then I forget to do that. But like, you know, I try to write things down. So I'm more conscious of it since I started editing these 6 years ago that like, damn, I interrupt people a lot. And I've realized that it's a lot of the times it's just, I don't remember a thought after a couple of minutes. And Zach is having the same problem. So I think he must have like spoke out of turn at class. He was told to wait, and then he couldn't remember his answer when she came back to him, and it really upset him a lot. And he was very like distraught over this yesterday. So, you know, I was talking to him about like, you know, well, this is what I do. I'm very similar. And he's like, but you're a grown up. You know how to write and spell things. I can't do any of that. And I was like, okay, well, you know, we'll find other ways to help you out and figure out what you can do. And I was like, but, you know, and we had talked about this. We've talked about this before, how everybody is made differently. Everybody's brain works differently. Everybody loves differently. Everybody's body works differently. Their legs, their eyes, their hands, every, you know, we're all here, but we're all, you know, we're all made differently. And I said this yesterday, and I know I said it, but I didn't quite realize how he was going to take it until tonight. I was like, just be proud of who you are. Like, you know, you are you, and you are still special. And even if, you know, you might have trouble sometimes focusing and remembering, it doesn't mean that you're stupid. Like, you're really good at math. You know, just be proud of the person that you are, because there's, you know, this is who you are. And there's no point beating yourself up about this. And then tonight he was like, I'm so sad that June is ending. And I was like, why? He was like, because it's Pride Month and I'm trying to be proud of who I am. And I was like, okay, I don't know how to correct this. But
leave it on the shelf.
Let that one linger.
It's like, I'm just going to go with you remembered what I said yesterday to have, like, confidence and pride in yourself. Like, I wasn't even thinking about my wording. So, just like he argued with me that Sunday wasn't Father's Day, it was Juneteenth. And I was like, it's both. And he was like, why are there two holidays on the same day? And I was like, because that's just how it happened. I don't know what to tell you. Calendar fell this year. Now go tell your father happy Father's Day. Anyway,
if it makes Zach feel any better, adults can't spell either, and you don't need to be able to spell a note to yourself. You just have to write some things that you'll remember.
That's what I said. I was like, who cares if you don't spell it right, as long as you know what you're talking about. But he was
notes to myself are never spelled right. They're like basically hieroglyphics.
Yeah. But he was just... I don't know. It was very cute. So anyway, we're working through some things over here.
Better, stronger, more loving. It's all good stuff.
Exactly. Anyway, on that note, everybody, thank you so much for joining us again. I'm very excited to go into season 7. I think that my big takeaway of this episode title quiz was I need to start asking you guys again, instead of just doing them on my own, because apparently I have a style.
They were great. I loved them. I just couldn't remember what they were in reference to.
Anyway, thank you. If you have any feedback, we'll be live for the patrons next week on the 28th. The broadcasters3@gmail.com, 331-276-2373, to be determined what we're going to talk about on July 13th. Which I think at the very least, if we're going to do something, we're going to have to push it back to at least a week since we haven't decided yet. I would say that I would insert something right here, but I'm going to Marco Island tomorrow and I will not bring in my microphone. So look in the show notes and I'll put it on Facebook if we do decide what we're going to do before this post. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level, and that'd be Tak from Tokyo, Eckhart Ringer, Mag the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, and Ed the Creepy Poopy Head Mailman. Thank you guys so much. Stay tuned. The bloopers are also coming.
Yay. Woo-hoo! The year.
Woo! I started making it easier on myself. And when I pull them out when I'm editing, I actually label them as I go along. So hopefully that's going to eliminate some of them.
Setting yourself up for success.
Doing my best. All right. On that note, let's go. Let's get out of here. Shandy's got to go to bed like 2 hours ago. So
yeah, you're doing great. You're like,
you're doing super great. Your skin still looks wonderful.
Still looks good.
Still just the lighting, but I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bye.
Bye.